Hope it lives up to 3A because it was a dandy. But Glenwood coming away with a victory over Oskaloosa to claim their first ever state championship. Cascade won their first ever state championship and completed a March sweep. The girls winning last week, the boys this week. Des Moines Grandview Christian, knocked off North Lynn in the 1A championship game we had earlier for you on KGYM this afternoon. And now we get ready for the second meeting of the year between the Trojans and the Tigers. Our high school basketball is always presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com, or you can stop by one of their three locations downtown on First Avenue, the Hiawatha office, or the brand new office at Westdale Mall on the southwest side. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, the entire staff at all three locations for not only sponsoring high school basketball, the presenting sponsorship throughout the year, but also of high school football. We look forward to having them on again with us coming up as the football season is not around the corner, but it's in the offing anyway at the latter part of the month of August. And Phil, we got a rematch here tonight. Two teams met earlier this season. West was unbeaten at that point. They went up to Cedar Falls. They held A.J. Green scoreless for the first quarter. And then A.J. Green scored 36 points, and including one at the end, and Cedar Falls wins by one on their home court. What will happen tonight with the rematch?
Well, that's anybody's guess, Scott. I think you mentioned one of the key players out there, that A.J. Green, what's he going to do? How is he going to respond? I'm kind of built for a stage like this. I think he is, the way he plays the game of basketball, and a big moment for him to get out here and try and win the state championship with his Cedar Falls Tigers. But an awful lot of good players for Iowa City West over there too. Start with Patrick McCaffrey, the leading scorer for them, and Savion Sims on the interior. Eldridge, another guard on the perimeter that has done good things for him as they go along. And then Hakeem Adunsi, who's been just terrific here since he's been in Des Moines. He's had two very, very good basketball games for him. So
yeah,
it'll be a fun game.
Coming out of nowhere, almost, if you will, for Hakeem Adunsi. And he has been terrific for Iowa City West, leading scorer, I believe, in the semifinal win that West High had yesterday. For Cedar Falls, A.J. Green, 26 points per game, headed to UNI. Terrific recruit. Best that UNI has probably ever brought in. Top 100, certainly, as far as his class is concerned. And he'd be a runaway Mr. Basketball winner. If it wasn't for a guy named Wieskamp down at Muscatine, I'm sure that Joe's probably going to get the nod, but A.J. should get high runner-up honors as far as that award is concerned. But he's had a terrific senior season. But it's not all A.J. Green. He hasn't shot the ball particularly well at the boys state tournament this week. He's gotten off to good starts but has cooled off. It's been Logan Wolf who has picked it up, and the rest of the cast, if you will. Jackson Frericks from the outside. They got Big Jack Campbell. They've gotten good contributions off the bench from Reese Gardner, Mason Abbas especially, along with Sam Gary. The freshman at 6'8", Chase Corbat, has come in and played some good minutes. I think we're going to see him coming into tonight's game as well. So, like I said, for Cedar Falls, they had A.J. Green go off in the first game, and they'd like to have that happen here tonight. But if they don't, they've got a cast of characters that will help out.
Yeah, they do. And you mentioned so many of those other players. Logan Wolf is really someone that catches your eyes, too, as you go along there. He can make plays. We've seen him in games that we did earlier in the year where he stepped up and made plays, taking over games when A.J. Green may have been out or was in foul trouble. And Logan Wolf has really risen to the occasion. So they got a lot of good basketball players there in Cedar Falls. And what's amazing to me, though, Scott, is I was told that this is they don't have a state title.
Nope.
In boys basketball. So they're trying to get one here tonight.
Cedar Falls has been to the state tournament 9 times, starting back in 1938. They have had several top four finishes, including 2 years ago when they finished in fourth, but they have never played in the state championship game, and that will change here tonight as they have won 5 in a row and looking for the 6th to make it a state championship. Meanwhile, for Iowa City West, they are the gold standard in 4A basketball right now, maybe the gold standard as far as basketball is concerned all across the state. Looking for back-to-back 17th trip for Steve Bergman and West High. Of course, championships back in 1977 with a guy named Steve Waite. who was terrific back then for West High. 1998, the year 2000, 2012, 2013, 2014, they went back to back to back. And, of course, winning the championship last year. And Steve Bergman and the Trojans, like we said, no stranger to being here. And it's kind of been a topsy-turvy road this year. They played a brutally tough schedule. Out-of-state teams, top-rated out-of-state teams that have gotten them battle-tested as far as the championship run is concerned. And it's not been as smooth this year. Steve Bergman will be the first one to admit to that. But this team has come together here at the end, might be playing their best basketball.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, I think we all take for granted is there's four new starters from last year's team. They got, you know, everybody, they talk about Patrick McCaffrey and that it's a good place to build around. A lot of new pieces that you're putting together and kids that are getting more minutes than they've ever got before. And, of course, at this time of year, you're going to be able to play through that and you've understood that and figured that out. But it takes a while, especially, like you said, against the competition that they've went against, kind of putting it all together there. And they had a good win. Had some good contributions there in the first two rounds down here in Des Moines.
Yeah, they really have. And for West, very good numbers, 66 points a game. Cedar Falls also right up there in that category, 69 points per game for the Tigers. Cedar Falls shoots it a little bit better from the field at 50%. And as far as three-pointers are concerned, Cedar Falls, of course, led by A.J. Green with his 115 makes on the year. They will launch them. And they are at 39%, while West High is at 30%. Both teams shoot very well from the free throw line as well. And it's going to be interesting to see the tempo. Cedar Falls likes to run, but they know West is at their best when they get out and get after it up and down the court. So I think they'll run when they have opportunities, but I don't think they're going to make this a 94-foot game for 32 minutes.
I don't think so either, and I think that West is at its best when it's in transition to get the ball down the floor, especially if their defense can create some things. If they get live ball turnovers, they get steals, runouts, knockouts, or whatever you want to call it, they get down the floor in a hurry, and they've got finishers with Sims and McCaffrey, those two especially. You throw Adunsi in there, they know what to do when they get the ball in transition, and they're going to finish more times than not.
Cedar Falls has been the deeper team throughout the run of the state tournament here this week. For West, mainly six or seven guys that Steve Bergman has gone with so far here this week, and we'll see if that plays true again here this evening. And again, both teams got to stay out of foul trouble. We got a veteran officiating crew for this one. They've done a terrific job, Joe Breckenridge, Brent Scharf, and Robert Smith. They've been doing college games this week. This is their first time down here this week at the state tournament, so it's good to see them here. And they will do a good job, I know, as the Iowa Bankers scholarship winner is being introduced. And it's Josh Hutton from Muscatine who is going to get that.
If I remember right, wasn't he the young man who made a three-point play and a four-point play?
Yep.
To beat Linmar in that sub-state.
In that sub-state game. Yeah, Wieskamp had 30-plus, but Mr. Hutton had the big-time shots there at the end for Muscatine to get them to the state tournament. We had a great, great crowd. Biggest one I've ever seen at Wells Fargo, aside from when Harrison Barnes and Doug McDermott were playing down here. They opened the 300-level curtains here tonight. And this place, they were estimating maybe 8,000, 9,000 were here. Not as many, we'll just say, for the 4A game that stuck around here. For this one.
No, the crowd is not quite as big here for this one as it was, but both those 3A teams had good crowds. And I thought there was good crowds earlier this afternoon, too.
Absolutely.
The 1A, the 2A. And, well, it's a great chance. I mean, you get here, you can watch games all day. I think you could start with the Consies if you wanted to in the morning for $10. You could get in and you could watch all these games here, and you get to see a lot of good basketball.
A lot of Super Nachos being sold today. For $8 a pop at the Boys' Day Basketball Tournament. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups here, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. First of all, for the visitors, the Cedar Falls Tigers, 20-5 on the year out of the Mississippi Valley Conference Valley Division, where they finished second behind Dubuque Senior. They come in with a record of 20-5 on the year. For CF, Ben Gertis at one forward, number 12. He is a 6'4 senior, averaging 7 points, 4.5 boards a game. Also at a forward, number 24, Jackson Frericks. He is a 6'7 junior. Frericks, 7.3 points per ball game and pulls down 4 rebounds. Contest shooting 85% from the free throw line. The center, one of the top footballers in the junior class, maybe the top footballer in the junior class, Jack Campbell, 6'5 and a junior, averaging 7 points, 5.6 rebounds per contest. Iowa and Iowa State after him, as well as most of the Big Ten and the Big 12 as far as a linebacker is concerned. At the point, it'll be A.J. Green, one of the top 100 recruits in the country, headed to play for his dad, Kyle Green, an assistant, and Ben Jacobson at UNI, 6'3 and a senior, 25.9 points, 5.5 rebounds a game, 115 made threes on the year, 94% from the line, 2 steals and 3 assists per ball game. The other guard is number 10, Logan Wolf. That's 6'4 and a junior. You can't forget about Wolf. 12.9 points, 4.3 rebounds a game. And the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers is Ryan Schultz. Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the home team, the Iowa City West Trojans, the MVC Mississippi Division champions, number one in the state in Class 4A. 21-4 on the year. Hakeem Adunsi, who's been terrific through the tournament run, 6'6 and a senior. And Adunsi up his average now to around 6 points per ball game. Also in a four, the future Hawkeye, Patrick McCaffrey, 6'8 and a junior. Patrick at 12.2 points, 6.5, 53% from the field. The center will be Sabian Sims, number 10, the 6'7 senior. Sims, 14.5 points, 6.5 boards a game. Starting guards, number 2, Dante Eldridge at 5'9 and a junior. Eldridge, good three-point shooter, tops for West with 50 makes on the year, averaging 11 points a ball game and an 86% foul shooter. And Evan Flitz, the All-State quarterback for West High, 6-foot senior, averaging 6 points, 2 rebounds a game, and he's sneaky good from the perimeter, 29 threes on the year for Flitz. The head coach, the Hall of Famer, the veteran Steve Bergman, 565 wins, 185 losses throughout his terrific career. Officials Joe Breckenridge, Brent Sharp, Robert Smith, CF in the red with the white and black trim, and Iowa City West in the white with the forest green and gold trim. Just we've talked about it, Phil, but a couple things you're looking for.
Well, number one, can Iowa City West get their transition game going? They're at their best. If they don't get the transition game going, they can be very patient and deliberate with the basketball. Can Cedar Falls defend them? And then A.J. Green, he gets locked in and going. He's a very, very tough guard, and he can take over a ball game.
Tigers win the tip. We're underway. Cedar Falls, bucket to our left, and West will pick him up in the man-to-man. Although West's best defense in the semifinal was at 1-3-1. It's going to be Dante Eldridge on Green. Green takes him off the dribble, hop step inside, and the jumper good for 10 for A.J. Green. And his third successive good start puts Cedar Falls up 2-0.
And he comes to his left that time with a pull-up jumper about 10 feet in the lane.
And get it inside. West does to McCaffrey. Had it blocked in the help defense by Logan Wolf. And here comes Cedar Falls up court. Green, no-look pass to Wolf. Driving on Flitz baseline. Cross court to Gertis. Fakes on the drive. Double pump leaner. Good. And it's 4-0 in favor of the Tigers.
Yeah, quickly looking to attack off the dribble with Cedar Falls on the offensive end.
Man-to-man defense for the Tigers as West High will go to the bucket to our right. Eldridge will be guarded by A.J. Green. It'll be Gertis on Adunsi, and Logan Wolf will pick up Evan Flitz. Looks like it's going to be Frericks on Patrick McCaffrey. Adunsi drives in, kicks it out to Eldridge in the far wing. He'll bring it up top, thought about the three, but now we'll reset it. As we played a minute 15 here in the 4A championship game. Eldridge holds it right in the circle. Bad pass. Tip stolen away. Frederick's got a hand on it. Goes right to A.J. Green. Green will pull up NBA three. Short front iron. Offensive rebound. Frederick's back outside. Open three. Up and good by Gertis.
Quick start for Cedar Falls. They're beating Iowa City West to those long rebounds down here at this end of the floor.
sometimes it comes down to matchups. And Cedar Falls, I think, feels like they match up very well against West. We'll see. Eldridge, two-man game. Bounce down low to Sabian Sims. He fumbled it. Backs his way in on Green. Little turnaround runner good with the right hand. And West on the board.
Good answer for West. Get the ball in the block. Get a high percentage look at the basket.
7-2, and West needed that. Tigers with the basketball. Gertis on the handoff. Up front to Frericks. McCaffrey will be on him. He'll back off for a moment. Here's Wolf off the clear out. Going to go one-on-one. Reverses it up. Too strong. And the rebound to McCaffrey. Here comes West on the run. Patrick takes a free throw line. Now to Adunsey. Rips it in the corner. They drop it inside now to Sims. Posting up against Jack Campbell. And they're going to get a foul, I think, on Campbell. Couple little taps from behind. A little bit too hard on the second one.
Yeah, and again, they go into the block on Sims. Where they have a size advantage. Not necessarily weight. But they are taller in the lane area with Campbell guarding him.
And the MO for Cedar Falls, as soon as Campbell gets that first foul, and in comes Reese Gardner, 6'5 senior, averaging 3.5 a game. And they've got 10 fouls to throw at West in there.
Yeah, and he's got some size to him, too. He's a strong player.
West with the basketball off the out of bounds. Evan Flitz to Eldridge up top, and he'll set it up now. 7-2 Tigers, 5:15 to play here in the opening quarter. Adunsey, left free throw line extended. He'll turn, puts up the follow away too strong, and the rebound out of there to Logan Wolf. Wolf on the run. Nice crossover. Drives in, turns, fires, and hits from the heart of the lane on an 8-footer.
Transition basketball. No one stopped it, and he was able to get a very good look at the basket in the lane.
Cedar Falls can run transition, too. Like we said, they might not do it all the time, but they are successful at it. 9-2, Cedar Falls advantage. McCaffrey between the legs with it. Patrick on the drive, spins in the lane, cut off there by Gardner. It's a return pass from Evan Flitz. Adunsey threw it away. Eldridge cut in. Adunsey thought he was going to stay outside. And then a worried look on Steve Bergman's face.
A little bit of miscommunication out there. This is Chicago that Cedar Falls got the sign up over there. We'll see what play they run out of it.
Mason Abbas will get ready to come in for the Tigers. At the next dead ball. 9-2, CF on top. Green out top. Gardner has it at the center circle, way outside. Handoff, turning the corner. Here's Wolf on the drive, all the way in. Rimming, no. Back tap, McCaffrey. Here comes West. They got a 2-on-1. Adunsey, he'll take it, centers it, gets it to Sims. Layup good. It'll count a foul. Trailing the play, and Sims with a chance at the three-point play.
Well, that is transition basketball that we talked about at its best, and Patrick McCaffrey went through first, and he drug the defense with him, and Sims came in behind, and they found him.
Logan Wolf will pick up the foul. Little touch foul. Gertis will come out. Mason Abbas will come in for the Tigers. 6'2 and a junior. Free throw in and out for Sims. 71% foul shooter, but he missed that one. 9-4, Tiger advantage. Green stutter dribble coming left. Going to go one-on-one against McCaffrey. Lost it going in. Loose and picked up by Evan Flitz. Took it right at Patrick. And then West gives it back on the turnover.
And trying to throw the ball ahead down the floor, but Sims was turned around. It was an awkward catch for him. He really couldn't get his feet underneath him.
Going to get a media timeout. 3:47 to play here in the opening quarter. And it's Cedar Falls 9, Iowa City West 4. We'll take a minute break. Come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to 4A State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Scott Udash, Phil Dunn with you. Winners earlier today, DeWan Grandview Christian, Cascade, and Glenwood. As the 4A championship about to be settled here. Cedar Falls off to a 4 of 7 start, 57%. West 2 of 4 at 50%. But West has given it up three times on turnovers here in the early going. And unforced turnovers, each and every one of them.
And the last one was just throwing the ball ahead to a guy that couldn't do anything with it when he caught it. And when they came over to the break, Coach Bergman just talked to Flitz and just said, you can't throw that pass to him. You can't do anything with when he gets it. And just uncharacteristic play on his part. He's a pretty heady player usually.
West High brings Paul McGee Jr. in, the 6'3 senior. As Cedar Falls will walk it up. 9-4, the advantage here for the Tigers. Great cross-court pass to Jackson Frericks. They go back door, and Logan Wolf dunks it home off a nice feed up top from Reese Gardner.
Nice set out of that break. Get it, the guy on a back cut, over using the pressure defense against them.
11-4, Tigers out in front. Sabian Sims off the clear out, going to back his way in. Now hands it off to McCaffrey. Patrick, left free throw line extended. Cut off by Abbas on the help defense. Flitz bounces it inside. Adunsi turns on Gardner, going to take him one-on-one and got pushed, says Robert Smith. And it's going to go against Reese Gardner. His first team foul, number 3, against Cedar Falls.
Going to be out of bounds underneath. Cedar Falls is staying in the man-to-man.
West to put it in play, left of the glass looking in. They bounce it down low to McCaffrey. No good off the glass with it. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Trojans. Got Patrick open down on the block, just couldn't finish it.
Yeah, nice little out of bounds set. A little bit of contact in there, play through it, enough to throw him off a little bit.
Under 3 to play, McCaffrey crossover. Patrick on the drive all the way in, floats it up, no, but he drew the foul.
Fouls are starting to mount for Cedar Falls right now.
And that's going to be the second on Reese Gardner, so right back in to the game is going to be Jack Campbell.
14 fouls for the Tigers.
I think they really wanted to get McCaffrey a touch on that possession.
Yeah, get him going. He converts on the first free throw here, he does.
Campbell back in. McCaffrey, a 74% foul shooter. And Patrick will have one more, trying to cut the lead to 5, and he swishes it through. A little bit of token pressure. They're going to just face guard A.J. Green wherever he goes. I think that is the early indication anyway.
And McGee's got that duty right now.
Good defender is Paul McGee. Wolf off the clear out. Stop and go move. Drives in. Got cut off. Back it comes down to Jackson Frericks. Turn around. High archer from 10. Won't go. Rebound fought for. And Adunsi gets it. McKeem turns. Nice wing pass ahead. McCaffrey crossover on the drive. Throws it up. No. Sims got the loose change and lays it home for 2.
That's helping your teammate out right there is Savion Sims going to get it.
Sims with 6 of West High's 8. 11-8. Wolf inside. Throws it up with the right hand and got the roll on a nice spin move.
Yeah, Wolf, he's being aggressive off at the offensive end here. He's looking to score.
He's got 8. 4 field goals and it's 13-8. 2 to play here in the opening quarter. Back cut, fake. McCaffrey, and he lays it in. He got Frericks in the air and a nice back cut.
It was a nice little flex cut along the baseline, freeing him up.
13-10, minute 50 to play. Cedar Falls with the 3-point advantage as both teams are going to go to the bench coming up. Wolf on the drive, takes a Dunsey inside. Hakeem blocked it, though, comes right back to Frericks. Looks like they're trying to exploit Hakeem Adunsey right now, one-on-one.
Yeah, Logan Wolf, we talked about him in the pregame, is what he can do. He can take over parts of games.
And there's going to be a foul. McGee fouling Green. A little too close guarding right there. And that'll be the first foul on Iowa City West tonight.
Coach Bergman talking over there with the officials.
Sam Gary, 5'10 junior coming in. Terrific running back for the Cedar Falls football team. Ben Gurdis also back into the ball game for the Tigers. Green, pull up, going one-on-one, and hits it over McGee.
It's hard to do. It's defensively all you can. You keep them in front. You got to tip your hat to them.
16-10. Another quick start for AJ. Minute 5 to play, first quarter. Cedar Falls up 6. Sims, high post, gets it down low. McCaffrey spins, puts it up. Good, off balance for Patrick McCaffrey. He's got six.
Well, you were right. When they come out of that timeout, the TV timeout, they wanted to get the ball to McCaffrey, and that's been a point of emphasis here the rest of this first quarter.
Well, I think you found something that Iowa City West likes, and you found something that Cedar Falls likes. 40 seconds to play, and it looks like the Tigers are going to hold it.
No count coming. Now they're gonna switch. Flitz is going to come out. Nope.
Abbas, far side, gets it to Sam Gary, who had the tightrope that far sideline. Got it out top to Campbell, hands it off to A.J. Green. 20 seconds to play here in the first. McGee's got the 5-second count on, and now Green gets it out of there. They'll trap him. 14 seconds, flips it to Abbas. They're going to keep double-teaming A.J. A.J. on the drive, cut off, over to Gurdes, back up top, 7 seconds, peaks at the clock. Green, step back, fall away, three, back iron, no. Abbas the tip, rimming, no. Third effort up, no, at the horn by Campbell. Three pretty good looks there for the Tigers, but they could not get it in, and we come to the end of the first quarter. After one, Cedar Falls 16, Iowa City West 12. We'll be back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to the 4A State Championship game here on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Also the KGYM radio app, kgymradio.com. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn after one quarter. Cedar Falls 7 of 14, 50% shooting. And the Tigers 2 of 4, also 50% from beyond the arc. Iowa City West, 63%, 5 of 8, so not nearly as many shots. West has not taken a three-pointer in the ballgame. And I think both teams have found out that they can exploit things here on the offensive end.
Yeah, I did. And Patrick McCaffrey has been doing it for Iowa City West after about the first 4 minutes of that first quarter there. He was able to find his touch, and they were getting him the basketball a lot. And Logan Wolf has been the man for the Cedar Falls Tigers. They like the matchup on him, and he looked to drive really aggressive, getting into the lane area and trying to, I guess you would say, put a lot of pressure on that one-on-one matchup. West did something a little different, though, defensively there at the end of that quarter. They ran and doubled up on A.J. Green, and the other guys kind of played like a zone behind it and just matched up out of it. You might see more of that as this game wears on.
Start the second quarter. McGee, Dante Eldridge, along with Jake Anderson, the senior in the game, Hakeem Adunsi, and Patrick McCaffrey. And a little defensive change.
2-3 zone for Cedar Falls.
Coming off the quarter, Barrett. Eldridge at the top. Standing right-hand dribble. Starts to penetrate. The ball kicked out of bounds. As it caroms off the scorer's table here right to our right. And for Cedar Falls, they will start with Ben Gurdes, Logan Wolf, Jackson Frericks, Jack Campbell, and A.J. Green. So the starting five back in there for Ryan Schultz. Looking for his first state championship. And the Tigers looking for their first state championship. Wrap around, bounce pass. Now to Eldridge on the diagonal in the corner. High catch on it to Adunsi. Against a 2-3. Skip pass over to the top. Jake Anderson thought about it. McCaffrey right now playing way up high, top of the key. Patrick will take the three, in and out, no, and the rebound to Campbell.
Well, he got a look, and that's what you want. He's a good three-point shooter, Patrick McCaffrey.
Clear out. Green going to go one-on-one. Reverses it up off the spin move. No good. And here comes West the other way. Adunsi up the left sideline. Feeds McCaffrey in the corner. And Cedar Falls, good job getting back, and they will settle into the 2-3 again. Might have thought it may have been a little bit too much of a pushed tempo in that first quarter, too. Adunsi inside, kicks it to the corner. Anderson, three ball, no good on the line driver, and the rebound to Gertis. Long up court pass. Wolf on the drive. Had it broken up and stripped away by Eldridge.
How about quickness right there? He just like he got shot out of a cannon.
Dante Eldridge is cat quick. And Eldridge will set it up here with 6:25 to play here in the first half. I think that got both crowds into it. Adunsi over the left wing, outside the arc. High lob pass to Eldridge. Not a lot of movement right now by West against the zone. Eldridge sets up for a three. That's short. Adunsi, the offensive rebound, turns, puts it off the glass, and good. Left of the lane for Hakeem Adunsi.
Offensive rebounds kill you, and sometimes it's harder to rebound out of a zone than it is man-to-man, especially if you don't play it a whole lot.
16-14, the lead down to two. The Tigers have led the whole way in this one. They jumped out 7-0. West on a little bit of a run, but Green's going to go with the crossover. He'll rise for three, in and out from the left side. Chased down, though, by Gertis, and the Tigers get the offensive board. Back door to Campbell, layup good.
Everybody paying attention out front to A.J. Green. They forget about Campbell.
That's 18-14, Tigers by four. Eldridge against the zone. Looks it over to Jake Anderson. Cross-court pass to Dunsey for three. Had three in a row against the semifinal, I should say, against Waukee, but he misses that one. And Cedar Falls with the board. 18-14, Tigers by four. Gertis, they work the weave up top. Logan Wolf turns the corner, cut off by Adunsi. A high-low pass down to Gertis on the baseline. Gertis, face guarded by McGee, goes inside, and the finger roll good as Campbell had a mismatch with Eldridge.
Yeah, it looked like Eldridge maybe got either lost his footing or he got pushed a little bit because he was totally out of position there. He was in position initially, and then it was he just like he lost his footing.
20-14, blind pass on the wing to Anderson. Jake bounce up top now to Adunsi. Lobs it over in the corner to Eldridge. Definitely the tempo has slowed down with the zone employed by Cedar Falls here in the second quarter. McGee left of the circle. Cross court, Anderson. Gertis comes out on him. Now Logan Wolf in a trap. They get out of it there to McCaffrey. Back to Anderson. Penetrates to Adunsi.
The spacing's not very good right now for West. They got four guys on one side of the floor. Easily being guarded now.
Under four to play. We'll get immediate timeout in a moment. Pass goes through the legs of Logan Wolf. Anderson over the corner. Now Eldridge penetrates. He had a strip going up. Eldridge comes up with it, though, in traffic. And now they'll reset. Cedar Falls crowd behind us getting involved. Adunsi. They bounce it back to Adunsi. Has it right of the lane. Into the high post. McGee drives in. Gets cut off. Puts it up and traveled with it. Fourth turnover against West High. And we're going to have an official's timeout. 3:29 to play first half. Tigers 20. Trojans 14. Back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to the 4A Boys State Basketball Championship here on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
3:29 to play here in the first half. Cedar Falls up 20-14 over West, and I think a very opportune moment for a timeout from the media here because West looked lost against the zone. And right now, Steve Bergman's in the middle of the huddle with Gordy Rundquist drawing something up here. You can see the whiteboard out.
Well, and it's not like they've never seen a zone before. It's a 2-3 zone. It's nothing really elaborate or intricate that they're doing. It's just West didn't have very good spacing against it, and the ball movement slowed down, and they were looked tentative and unsure of themselves in trying to attack it. Let's see what Cedar Falls does now. Sometimes maybe you come out of that and you switch your defense up again after they spend some time doing that. Next possession down, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Cedar Falls jump back into a man-to-man or another different type of a zone maybe.
We'll see if they make that change coming up here. 3:20 to play, and it'll be Tiger basketball. Wolf bounce inside to Campbell, posting up. Can't get the layup. Tipped it up, no good. McCaffrey fighting for it. Green gets it. His finger roll, no. And the fourth effort is good by Campbell as he banks it in.
They're being tough around the basket. Holy smokes.
And we got a push underneath. And I think they're going to get Sabian Sims.
Oh, I saw it happen. That was quite a collision down there. I don't know. They ran into each other, and I don't know which one was set, but Campbell wasn't giving up any ground.
Well, if you push Jack Campbell and he moves, that's a plus because he is tough. And here comes full court West pressure as that one on Sabian Sims, his first, only the second team foul, so ball out of bounds. But the Tigers with their biggest lead of the ball game. They lead it by 8, 22-14. Green, pull-up free throw line jumper, too strong. Offensive rebound. Wolf blocked from behind by McCaffrey, but he got it back and laid it in.
Second and third opportunities for Cedar Falls that are causing big-time problems for Iowa City West.
That is the eighth and ninth offensive rebounds in the ball game. Adunsi drives, kicks it out to Flitz. 2.5 to play. West needs a bucket. 24-14. Flip to Adunsi. Drives in. Cut off by A.J. Green. Pass almost broken up and stolen. West gets it inside to Flitz. Tried to drop it off for Sims, and then it's kicked out of bounds. And it's going to be Cedar Falls ball. Dadrian Holmbrecher will come in. 6'7 senior for West. And right now Steve Bergman not happy with the rebounding at all.
44 is the call from the bench. Cedar Falls here. See what this look is.
24-14. Tempo favoring Cedar Falls here more than West. West has not been able to get out and run since this second quarter started with a 2-3. Frerichs going baseline, cut off and fouled by Holmbrecher.
Yeah, riding him along the baseline, going to his left, Frerichs was.
And coming in now will be Gertis for the Tigers. And he will replace Jackson Frerichs. So the Tigers go a little bit smaller here. 2 minutes exactly to play here in the first half. Tigers get it into Green. Pop-up jumper for three, and he hits.
Out-of-bounds play. Run a little rub just to get him open down there in the corner, and he makes him pay for it.
27-14. Tigers with seven in a row. Holmbrecher at the free throw line. Dumps it to Eldridge. Up top now to Flitz between the circles. West has only 2 points in the second quarter. Eldridge drives, tries to bounce it to Holmbrecher. Almost lost it. Picks it back up to McCaffrey. He'll rise for three. Good for Patrick from the far wing.
Well, they needed an answer, and he gave him one right there. It's a big-time shot for him. Kind of stem the run just a little bit.
27-17. Green between the legs with it. A little shake and bake move. Frees himself and then tried to go to Campbell. But Campbell thought he was going to shoot it. The ball pass goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Campbell was going to the front of the rim, getting himself ready to rebound.
Only the third Tiger turnover. West right now saddled with six. 10-point deficit for the Trojans as they walk it up. This all MVC final here from Des Moines. Here's the lob. McCaffrey with the catch. Didn't get the finish, though, and then he was stripped on the rebound and fouled.
That was a little special. They run against that zone. You could see it calling up there. I think that was a finger to the nose, if I was watching that correctly. Crow City West, they come down. That sets up the lob over the top to McCaffrey.
Patrick to the free throw line. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. Two for two from the line tonight. This one hangs and falls. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. McGee will get ready to come back in for West High. This one up good. Front iron up the glass and down.
Gonna give McCaffrey a little bit of a blow here, maybe.
57 seconds remaining in the half, and Tigers facing full court pressure. Looking, they get it into Abbas. Head and shoulder fake in the backcourt. Now they get it to A.J. Green, and everybody backs off. Green, across the timeline. Long time to hold it here, 50 seconds, if you're Cedar Falls. Abbas to Gertis on the drive, and an offensive foul on Gertis.
No need for that either. He just lowered his shoulder, and he was going to go through him one way or another. These last minute has been big for Iowa City West. It was 27-14, right?
Yep.
And they've scored five straight. Cedar Falls just commits a turnover with the offensive foul. West, this is big momentum going into the halftime.
Half a minute to play.
And West got McCaffrey back in right away for this offensive possession.
They're going to go real big with Sims, Homebrecker, and McCaffrey in there. Flitz and Eldridge. Patrick holds it out top. Everyone laying off of him. 15 seconds to play first half. Now he'll hand it off to Eldridge. Going one-on-one with Green. Between the legs with it. Little stutter dribble down to 6 seconds. Bounce up top. Flitz in the high post. Looking. Gets it to Sims inside. Turns off the glass. Banks it home at the horn. Good end of the first half for West High as they get Sabian Sims his fourth field goal. We're at halftime. Our score, Cedar Falls 27 and Iowa City West 21. We'll come back, talk halftime with you from Des Moines after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGY.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Since 1975, the Athletic Association has hired school administrators for their...
Back with you here in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Each team with a run there in the second quarter. Cedar Falls actually went 9-0 to take a 13-point lead. And it's been cut down to 6 at halftime after West went on a 7-0 run. It's 27-21. And tell you what, Cedar Falls had West on the ropes there for a little bit, talking to themselves.
Yeah, they did. And the body language wasn't good for Iowa City West. A couple timeouts, did ball situations. They did not look like they were in sync with each other. But that last minute 57, and that's when Cedar Falls went up by 13. Momentum just switched back. Patrick McCaffrey hit a big three. Then he made two free throws, 5 points right there for him. And then they got the finish at the end when Cedar Falls turned it over on the offensive foul when they were trying to go for the last possession.
And as far as the Tigers are concerned, they did not see the free throw line in the first half of play, interestingly enough.
Yeah, it is. And you don't see that a whole lot too often. Iowa City West been there five times.
Take a look at the first half scoring for the Cedar Falls Tigers. They're being led by Logan Wolf at halftime with 10, all from the field, 5 field goals for Wolf. 8 points for A.J. Green, including a pair of threes. Jack Campbell with 3 field goals and 6. And Ben Gertis with a 3-pointer and 3 here at halftime. For West, only 3 players have scored in that first half. Patrick McCaffrey leading the way with 11 points. 8 points for Sabian Sims, and then 1 field goal for Akeem Adunsi. And that is it in the first half for Iowa City West. West has 6 turnovers, Cedar Falls 4. Bench scoring is 0-0 at this point. Cedar Falls shooting 12 of 25, 48% for the Tigers from the field. 3 out of 6 from 3-point range and 50%. For West High, 8 of 16 and 50%. West, 1 of 5, 20% from the arc, and 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80% in that first half of play. And we'll get some more of the official stats when they come our way, but you can look at rebounding at the moment.
Well, rebounding, it's Cedar Falls has 15 rebounds, Iowa City West 7. Not very many of them right there for Iowa City West in that first half of play. If we look at the individuals for Cedar Falls as they're coming to us hot off the press right here, with leading them, they got 2 players with 4 rebounds, Jack Campbell and Jackson Ferricks, each with 4. 3 rebounds for Logan Wolf and A.J. Green with 1. Chipping in with 1 is Mason Abbas as well off the bench. 9 offensive rebounds. They had a flurry of offensive rebounds in different stretches there. 9, I'm sure that's one thing Coach Bergman's circling right now, is that's way too many offensive rebounds. 6 defensive, total of 15 for the Tigers. 4 Iowa City West. They didn't have many of them. They had 2 players each with 2 rebounds, and that'd be Akeem Adunsi and Patrick McCaffrey. 1 rebound apiece is Savion Sims, Dadrian Homebrecker, as well as Paul McGee. Only 3 offensive, 4 defensive, total of 7 for the Iowa City West Trojans.
Some of the other stats from the first half: points in the paint, Cedar Falls leading that 16-12. Points off the turnovers, Tigers with the advantage 12-6. Second chance points, and this goes with your offensive rebounding here, and that's 12-6 in favor of the Tigers. No fast break points in this game yet, and we mentioned no bench points in this game's so far as well, as the Tigers lead it here at halftime, 27-21, as the school administrator awards being given out here at halftime, and then they're going to have the Bernie Sagow award coming up here. And I know Mr. Ross is going to get one, and Dr. Scott's going to get one as well. So I know 2 of the 3 folks here. Of course, Ross now working with the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union after leaving his athletic director post at Johnston for all those many years.
And it's always a good award for these individuals to receive down here. They give a lot of awards, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Today, we've seen a lot of them come out on the court here in front of us.
Yeah, they did have the Hall of Fame. The only thing I think they should, now they had a really neat dog show at halftime of the 2A and 3A with rescue dogs out there. And yeah, that was great. But you kind of lose some of the awards between games when people are moving around, there's a lot of noise.
Yeah, you got the fans leaving from the previous game, and they shoot them out one way, and then the new fans are coming in. So like you say, there's a lot of action going on and not a whole lot of attention being paid to those awards.
Yeah, and so, hey, that's the way it goes. With the new schedule, you got to come up with some tweaks, and maybe that will be one of the tweaks that will be coming up. We shall see for next year.
We should mention, too, that one of Cedar Rapids' own made the Hall of Fame tonight.
That's right.
Dick Breitbach Jr.
Yeah, great to see Dick Jr. out there. Of course, they go father-son now with Dick Breitbach Sr., of course, a great coach at Cedar Rapids Regis for all those many years.
That's a great honor to share within the family.
Yep, and good to see. I know Morgan and Jack were back. I did not see the oldest son. Jill was out there with Dick Jr. And I think we're going to call young Jack Breitbach's name here over the next 3 years.
I think he looks like a pretty good player for them. We saw him at the end of the year playing up with the sophomores.
That's right. So I think we're going to get a chance to call that name coming up here over the next few years. Xavier did win the consolation game earlier on today as the Saints topped Waverly Shellrock for third place. 27-21 here is halftime as Tom Keating handing the award to Gary Ross right now. And Raleigh Weavers out there as well. So we'll take a break, come back to Des Moines after this 4A state championship halftime. It's the Cedar Falls Tigers 27 and Iowa City West 21. Back with more after this. You're listening to high school state tournament basketball on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
Ready to come on the floor, both teams.
Back at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Final broadcast of the year here on KGYM. And we'll be in the football season as well as we are at halftime, 27-21. Cedar Falls leading over Iowa City West. As both teams waiting patiently for the floor to be swept here at Wells Fargo Arena. And I think talking with Todd Tharp and other people from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, they are very pleased with how the week has gone. Attendance up a little bit. And I think they are very encouraged today by what they have seen in the Championship Friday, if you will.
Yeah, a little bit different strategy for the anybody who doesn't understand. They took a day off. They condensed it from Saturday. No longer games here tomorrow. And they just started some of the games earlier. What was the earliest they started some of these games?
9:30 Monday morning. I was here.
And they kept them rolling until the last game would always start around what, 8:15, something like that.
So yeah. 9 by the time it was done, 9:15, 9:30-esque, right in there anyway. But like I said, I think a few tweaks, just kind of surveying the field here. People kind of divided if there should remain consolation games with a 5-day tournament now. I hear many different reasons for and against the consolation games. Yeah, when you condense it, when it was a 6-day tournament, I think it was fine. When it's now a 5-day tournament, I'm not so sure that they're needed. I understand why you would like them. I mean, if you're a Xavier Bay Saints today, you get to go out winning your last game instead of losing your last game. I understand that. But I also don't like games at 9:30 in the morning. I think that's too early.
Yeah,
not because of me having to get up. I just think it's too early in the morning to play a major game at state tournament.
Yeah, it is. And you talked about that's one of the drawbacks. And plus fans traveling then. I mean, teams could probably get here the night before, stay overnight, but you still got to get up, and your whole routine's differently. Routine is different for that ball game. But then the fans, if they have any kind of a distance to travel, they got to make a decision on what they want to do too, as far as that goes. So North Lynn, I think they started it off this year, didn't they?
Yep, North Lynn and Edco at 9:30 on Monday morning.
They tipped it off and got it rolling here, and then North Lynn played in the 1A championship here tonight. And we had some good games here today, though.
Also made the change this year that used to be they had an experiment for about 3 or 4 years where they tried to accommodate the teams that had to travel a little bit further by not necessarily having their game be, say, the earliest. I think in the past years, if Edco and North Lynn had met, that would have probably been the second game instead of the first game, and there would have been more centrally located teams in that 9:30 game. So that went by the wayside, too, with the 5-day state tournament.
Yeah, is there any more traction with just having Final Four teams here?
I don't think so right now. I do know the Iowa High School Athletic Association was over at the U.S. Cellular Center for the sub-state games, and they were very impressed with the crowd and with how things were going. So, you know, that was one of the venues that they had talked about for a Final Eight, if you will, the super sub-states, to get it down to a Final Four, but I've not heard too much after that.
Well, and then, so this was kind of their tweaking of it and seeing where it goes. And like you said, I think overall pretty good positive reviews.
I would agree. Both teams back out. We're ready to go for half number two. And I'm sure Cedar Falls is going to come at West with more of that 2-3 zone. Wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, they had some success. It made Miles City West a little bit more stagnant on offense down at their end of the floor. They didn't have good spacing early, but then McCaffrey got going a little bit against it there towards the end. So we'll see what adjustments are made as they come out of here.
It's going to be CF ball to start the second half. They'll come out with Campbell, Gertis, A.J. Green, Logan Wolf, and Jackson Frericks. And West High will break the huddle with McCaffrey, Eldridge, Adunsi, Evan Fletz, and Sabian Sims. Set to go, half number two. And we are underway from Wells Fargo. Green guarded by Eldridge into the front court. Cedar Falls going to the bucket to our right, and they're traveling Reds against West in the home whites. Feet inside, broken up out of bounds, and we'll stay with the Cedar Falls Tigers.
Yeah, they're trying to get the ball inside. I think the Frericks, Gertis is on a post up there against Flitz, and Flitz got a hand around and knocked it loose.
Wolf inbounds, gets it to Green. Follow away three, left it short from the right wing, comes out deep to Sabian Sims. Finds Flitz on the run. High lob pass right wing to Adunsi. And here comes the zone. A little different, though. Well, they thought they were showing 1-3-1, but now they morph into the 2-3. Cross-court pass. Eldridge wide open. Three, no. Missed it short. Offensive rebound. Put back, no. Sims crashes it. But Campbell comes up with a board.
Now they got the good look, clean look from the corner. They couldn't connect, and then they got the offensive rebound.
Green with the crossover. Floats it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Left hand hook good off the glass for two for A.J. Green.
He stuck with it. He was strong enough to rip that ball loose in there. Looked like it could have been a possible jump ball, but he tore it loose before that could happen.
Well, this is a 1-3-1 for Cedar Falls, and they come up with a steal. Late pass, Logan Wolf on the drive, layup good. It'll count the foul.
And the run out down there, getting back. Logan Wolf, maybe he's going to start this second half like he started the first half. He was their offense early in this ballgame.
Wolf has had a very good state tournament run for the Tigers. All-conference performer in the MVC. Wolf with 17 in the quarterfinal win, 12 in the semifinal win, but he can't cash in on the three-point play, and it remains 31-21. Feed inside, Sims lost it. Now reverses it up, good.
Looked like it could have been a turnover for Cedar Falls going the other way, but Sims in the right spot at the right time to get that finish.
31-23. Green walks it into the front court to Gertis. Circling right, hands it off now to Wolf. Stop and go move. Now he spins. Out to Green. Sets a screen for him for three, and he hits.
That's like shooting fish in a barrel there, Scott, for A.J. Green. He was so wide open, he could just nothing but net.
West went underneath the screen. Here's a Duncey into the lane. Circles in. His shot, no. Couple of bounces off the back iron, and the rebound to A.J. Green. He's a real good rebounder at 6'3". Green angling left. Hooks the pass to the baseline. Gertis wide open, and he gets it to go from 10 from the right baseline.
And that time the attention was paid to Green, and he found the open player.
And we're going to get a timeout, a 30 taken by Steve Bergman. 5:56 to play here in the third, and West going to talk it over.
We've got to go against that 1-3-1 zone. They're going to have to try and adjust a little bit out there. Even though, you know, they've got Sims loose on the baseline that one time, they got a clean look down there by Eldridge. They just aren't able to get enough offensive rhythm going to sustain any kind of offensive runs. And Cedar Falls is hot right now.
9-2 run to start the third quarter by the Tigers.
So that little final 1:57 of the second period where West made up some ground on a little 7-0 run, they've given it all right back now here to start the third period.
You have to get infused some energy right now if you're West High. They just kind of look a little lethargic out there.
We've got the same players in the ballgame.
Adunsi off the inbounds, and now 2-3 zone for the Tigers. Evan Flitz, top of the key. Over in the corner to McCaffrey. Frerichs hops out on him. Bounce inside to Duncey. Back to McCaffrey. Thought about the three over Green, but then thought the better of it. Patrick on the drive. Jump pass to Flitz. Eldridge, good ball movement. Here's a Duncey in the drive to Sims now. Tigers, good defense. Over to Eldridge. Couple of jab steps. Now Patrick McCaffrey has it. Eldridge, baseline, in all the way, leaves it for Sims. Double pumper, good. It'll count in a foul.
That was good ball movement. Iowa City West had that possession, and they wind up getting a really high percentage shot.
Jack Campbell gets his second foul, and Sims to the line to try to cap off the three-point opportunity. And boy, did West need that. Trying to cut the lead to 10. No, off the front iron, and Campbell high to get the rebound. 36-25, 5:17 to play third quarter. Cedar Falls on top.
You know, Sims is going to be, they go to their 1-3-1 as well. Iowa City West is in.
Yep, and it worked so well in the semifinal against Waukee. This is what won the game for West. Green plays catch with Wolf out top. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Whip pass inside to Frerichs on the back cut for the easy two.
No communication for Iowa City West in that defense.
38-25, the deficit 13, and the ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Logan Wolf got a hand on it, and now Patrick McCaffrey to inbound right in front of us. Here comes Eldridge, walking it up. And now the Tigers adjusting on the fly. Back out top, left of the key. Three, ring it up for Eldridge.
Well, that's simple basketball right there. They got one player up top to guard two people. You just get the open guy and knock it down.
Second three of the game. And first points from the West guard court tonight that has been so good down the stretch. Lead again at 10, 38-28. Cedar Falls out in front. Sims at the top of this 1-3-1. Wolf with the stutter dribble on the drive to the corner to Gertis. Now Frerichs on the hand back. Tigers taking their time here as we hit the halfway mark of the third quarter. Really no need to attack unless you need to if you're Cedar Falls.
Well, you have the 10-point lead right now.
Throw over the top. High lob. Now they try to go back door. Pass deflected, but Campbell gets it and gets the layup. Boy, that was a bad break by West.
Yeah, it was. It looked like they had a possible turnover and a runout, and it winds up being a basket for the Tigers.
Came right down to Campbell, and it's 40-28. Lead of a dozen. Bounce to the free throw line. Kick to Flitz. Wide open three. Missed it badly, and the rebound to Green. Here comes A.J. on the run. Goes between the legs a couple of times. Yo-yos the dribble back to the right point as McCaffrey coming out, and West... What are they going to do? They're going to go man now.
Yeah, switching back to that man. Coach Bergman wants him up. Says he's got to get up into him.
3 minutes to play. Hook pass inside. Gertis, little turnaround right-hander good from the heart of the lane.
Playing with a lot of confidence right now, Cedar Falls is on the offensive end.
We've seen the Tigers three or four times this year, and when they have it going, they are very good. Bounce down low to McCaffrey, and he got pushed and fouled by Campbell. Three now on Jack Campbell, and we're going to get a media timeout. Homebreaker will come in, and Gardner will come in as we go to break. 2:48 to play third quarter of the 4A state championship. Cedar Falls 42, Iowa City West 28. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Des Moines after this here on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you here in Des Moines at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. As, again, Cedar Falls started the second half with a 9-2 run. West climbed within 10, but it's back up now to 14 here. And work to be done for Steve Bergman and the Trojans at this point.
Yes, it's becoming... there's a lot of basketball left to be played, and that goes without saying. But when you're going against the team that's got such good guard court that Cedar Falls has with A.J. Green and Logan Wolf out there, and those two in particular, that makes it tough to mount a comeback because they're probably not going to turn it over a whole lot against you, and they can control the game, and they're good free throw shooters as well. So I think it's pretty paramount here in this final 2:48 of this period that they get something going here and carve into this lead here a little bit.
Cedar Falls, 7 of 9, 78% so far here in the third quarter. Pretty amazing shooting, but a lot of high-percentage shots for the Tigers.
Yeah, it is.
West to inbound. See if they call off the timeout here. Homebreaker at the right point up top. They tried to go lob to Sims, but Cedar Falls goes into the 2-3. McCaffrey circles it up top to Flitz, right wing. Skip pass to Eldridge. They try to go inside, pass through the hands of McCaffrey, but it goes right to Flitz. Now Patrick has it. Got triple team stripped and stolen away by Logan Wolf. And then Eldridge knocked it out of bounds from behind.
Yeah, Eldridge stopped the fast break with the hustle play, getting back, poking it loose.
The communication has just got to get better for West. Nobody told Patrick the triple team was coming.
And I think it was Wolf who came from behind that popped that ball loose.
42-28. Green, Mason Abbas into the game now. Reese Gardner also back into the game for the Tigers. Cedar Falls looking to go back door at any opportunity. Wolf had it knocked away out of bounds. Eldridge again with the quick hands.
West is trying to increase the ball pressure. They're trying to get up into him.
2:05 to play here in quarter number three. A.J. Green out front. They're just going to spread it here, and West will meet him with the man-to-man. No 5-second closely guarded count. Now they'll double up top. Green gets it back to the center circle. A.J. between the legs with it. Hooks the pass high post to Mason Abbas. Diagonal pass down low to Frericks. Had a shot blocked, though, by Sims. But Abbas gets it back. He's been good in the tournament, too. Now Green on the drive all the way in and scores on the double pump runner.
Pretty looking drive by A.J. Green going to his left that time with the finish.
With the left hand. 44-28. Biggest lead of the ball game. And now a whistle and a foul on the Tigers. Going to get it on A.J. Green. Only his first, third on Cedar Falls. They're letting him play here, but been a good refereed game so far.
It's been a pretty clean game.
Eldridge, pull up from 15. Won't go. Rebound, Holmbrecker underneath. Hands it off to Flitz in traffic. His second effort, no good. Holmbrecker up, no, but he was fouled.
Well, maybe Holmbrecker is the one who's going to give them a little bit of a spark off the bench here with a little bit of energy getting to the offensive glass here. Two consecutive offensive rebounds for him.
And the second foul on A.J. Green. Dadrian Holmbrecker to the line. Not a good foul shooter, though, and misses the first. 29% on the year. And here comes the freshman in for Cedar Falls, Chase Corbat. 6'8 freshman averaging 2 a game off of terrific Tiger sophomore group. Second free throw barely grazed the iron, and the rebound, A.J. Green. 44-28, so the Tigers are going to get some minutes here from the freshman. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Wolf, Abbas, Gertis are going to spread the court here. Gertis at the left free throw line. Spins, gets it to Corbat up top. They go back door. They find Gertis up and underneath. Had a shot blocked by McCaffrey. Loose. Tigers get it back again. Green, a couple jab steps. Now he'll go up with a follow-away three and drains it from the far corner.
Oh, that was a good pull-up jump shot right there by A.J. Green.
On the other end, quick move. Eldridge to the basket. No good. Here comes Green the other way. 4-on-2, Green, crossover, drives, floater with the right hand, no. Rebound to West, lead pass, Eldridge got everybody beat back, missed the layup though, rebounded by Wolf. 47-28, 19-point Tiger lead, just like that.
And they're going to go for one here.
7 seconds to play in the third quarter, A.J. Green out top. Green, stutter dribble coming right. NBA pull-up three short at the horn. Work to be done for West. We are through three. Cedar Falls, 47. Iowa City West, 28. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball here on KGYM.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertin and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you to start the fourth quarter, Scott Unash and Phil Dunn of the 4A State Championship. And the biggest lead of the ball game right now for Cedar Falls, trying to pull off the minor upset. It's 47-28. And if West wants to get back into this, first 2 minutes are vital. They gotta get a run going.
Every possession counts, and it's got to start down here, getting to the offensive boards, and you got to get some stops on defense.
And you got to shoot it pretty quickly.
Yeah, and West is really good in transition, but that's really not their MO as far as like in a half-court set. They don't do a whole lot of quick hitters. They're necessarily going to be a little bit more patient with it. Here comes the tap on the nose, Scott. So let's look for the back screen. There's going to be a screen up top against the zone, and then there's going to be a back screen lob at the end of it.
Flitz, McCaffrey, McGee, Sabian Sims, and Hakeem Adunsi in there. Right now for Iowa City West. And for Cedar Falls, showing 2-3 zone. Ben Gerdes, Jack Campbell back in, along with Jackson Frericks, A.J. Green, and Logan Wolf. West down 19. They have never led here in this ballgame. Waiting for TV to make their way back, and we're ready to go. West ball underway with the fourth quarter. Flitz on the hand back to Adunsi. You got to get quick shots. You got to get good shots. Adunsi top of the key. On the penetration move, Mino got away with a walk. Turnaround no good by Sims underneath. Campbell clears the board.
Yeah, not able to finish in there. And Campbell with the big defensive rebound.
Now Green fouled in the backcourt by McGee.
They're going to be hard to press, Scott. They're going to be hard to get up into and turn them over. I know West wants to. They have to. But those guards are so good. They just don't turn it over a whole lot.
Only the second foul against West High here in the half. So they've got a ways to go before they'll get Cedar Falls into the bonus. And this is a good free throw shooting team. Gerdes, wing. Holds it outside the arc, drives on Adunsi, cut off, looking for help. Goes cross-court to Frericks, and Tigers are just going to go spread court here. Look for that back door and let A.J. create. Green to Gerdes, drives right baseline, in all the way. Hanks puts it up, no good. Campbell going for it on the weak side. It's loose, and McGee comes away with it. Sims on the run, across the timeline, but again, Tigers get back. Over to Adunsi, up top, Flitz, left of the circle for three, and he hits.
Ball movement, catch and shoot, knock it down. There's a start for you.
47-31. Lead at 16. Pressure being put on. And Green dumps it down low to Gerdes. Double pump hanger, no. Rebound over the back on Campbell.
Is that number four?
That's four.
Well, Coach Schultz is going to have to decide if he's going to take him out of the ballgame. If he's going to come out.
Now Reese Gardner is going to come in. One of the assistants for Cedar Falls made that determination. Again, they got 10 fouls and 15 if you add Corbat in there. And yeah, A.J. Green's going to graduate. This Tiger team's not going anywhere, folks. They may be number one next year to start the season. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Flitz shot won't go. Game grab by Flitz.
Flitz trying to get that rebound. Knew he couldn't get it back, and he's just holding on for dear life there.
And West going to have to go with pressure.
Trying to make something happen.
6:26 to play in the ballgame. 47-31 in favor of Cedar Falls. Green trapped in the backcourt. Speeds out of it with a power dribble with the right hand. Circles out front. Now McCaffrey will pick him up. Gets rid of it to Wolf. And they play catch. Down to 6:10 to play. High lob pass for Frericks. Dishes in the corner to Gerdes as Cedar Falls with a old-fashioned game of keep away right now.
Four-corner look.
Wolf fouled by Flitz on a block. Got there a little bit late trying to draw the charge.
And that's what you got to do, though, if you're West. You got to try and do something like take risks like that to see if you can maybe get the charge call.
Cedar Falls right now 21 of 42, 50% for the game, 50% from beyond the arc, while West is only at 40%. They're 12 of 30 and 3 of 9 for 3. You're shooting numbers here in the fourth quarter. Wolf off the right-hand boards, goes back door to Gardner, and he was stripped and fouled going up. Good back cut again, and Adunsi picks up the foul.
It's just like Cedar Falls is a half a step ahead of Iowa City West at that end of the floor. They are cutting with confidence and playing with a sense of purpose down there.
Reese Gardner to the line, 4-2. And the senior misses the first one. Not a great free throw shooter at 59%. As Blitz comes out, Eldridge comes back in for West. One more coming up for Gardner, and good. Got the roll on the line driver. First point for either team off the bench tonight. Lead at 17 at 48 to 31. Pass deflected out of bounds our way. And it will be West inbound with McGee. Looking to get it in. Finally gets it into a... Dunsey took it into a double team, and Green took it away.
You can't turn it over like that against them and giving away opportunities.
You just got to be cognizant to where A.J. Green is at all times. Bounce down low. Shot blocked from behind. Sims got the block on Gardner. Wing pass up ahead. Nice catch in traffic by McGee. He'll go back door, and we got a foul, a push, as Sabian Sims.
Who did they get that on?
I think Gardner.
A little late call there, that action. Would have been a run out the other way for Cedar Falls. They had Green and Wolf behind the Iowa City West defense.
Yeah, it was a good call, though. Gardner definitely got into Sims there. 5:15 to play, 48-31. West looking to get it in. McCaffrey will lob it out to Adunsey. Keem holds it, directs traffic. Plays catch with Eldridge. Somebody's going to have to pull the trigger against the zone here. They bounce it inside to Sims, posting up. Back to Adunsey. Rises for three and hits. Right of the key for Akeem Adunsey.
A little bit of inside-out action where they get the ball inside into Sims and the kickout.
He's got five. Now Wolf trapped right in front of us at the center line. Timeout, Tigers. 4:50 to play. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by Cedar Falls, and we'll take it with them. 4:50 to play here in the ballgame. Cedar Falls 48, Iowa City West 34. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. 48-34, Tiger lead in this all-Mississippi Valley Conference battle. Cedar Falls looking for their first state championship. Inbound to Logan Wolf. He'll take it into the front court and circle it back out. Finds A.J. Green. Now it's going to be a trap situation for West. They're going to try to trap Green. Hard to do. Gets it down low. Layup good. Count and a foul. It's so hard to do that.
You're running uphill with chains weighing you down and into a strong headwind. It's almost impossible to keep him in front of you.
And Gertis, chance of the old-fashioned hat trick here. Looking for double digits. He's got nine. And a 16-point lead for CF. And make it 17. Gertis drains the free throw. He's in double figures. 51-34, the lead at 17. Blitz driving right baseline. Cut off by A.J. Green. Out top to Sabian Sims now. And West just can't afford to use time either. Adunsey, hook pass cross court. Flitz, pull up three, got it.
Yeah, step into the shot, catch and shoot.
Flitz with six, full court pressure. Gertis gets it in to Wolf. Right back it comes to Gertis. Didn't even need A.J. Green on that one. And then Sims comes up with a steal on the bad bounce pass. Only the fifth Tiger turnover. Flitz, an NBA three, and that's going to be way short, an air ball.
I don't know if he got mixed up on the line there where he was at.
And we'll get our media timeout here. 51-37, Cedar Falls on top. 3:58 to play in the ball game. Back to Des Moines after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7500 7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
51-37 with 3:58 to play in the ballgame. Cedar Falls on top of the 4A state championship. West has never led. Cedar Falls, if you joined us late, jumped out to a 7-0 lead. They upped that to as much as a 14-point lead in the first half. Trojans closed in a 7-0 run to pull within 6.5, and then Cedar Falls came out 9-2, and really they've never looked back.
No, and they've been in control of this one. The Iowa City West made that run right at the end of the second period. Thought maybe if they could capitalize on that and get it going into the third. But, boy, Cedar Falls has answered big time.
Inbound against the pressure to A.J. Green. Green trying to wiggle out of the trap and does. Stutter dribble, bringing it up into front court. 14-point Tiger lead. They've got another guard in there. Mason Abbas comes in. The junior. Green skip pass cross court to Abbas. Wiggles out of trouble, spins, and then was grabbed and fouled, and that's the 1-1. They wanted to foul Abbas, who is a 62% free throw shooter. Duncey got him. And now if you're West, you just got to hope Cedar Falls misses a bunch of free throws.
Which they're pretty good on the year. Well, 73%.
Abbas looking for his first point. He's had a good tournament run, though. 1-1 on the way and right through. High school basketball presented all year long by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com. Second one short, McCaffrey to get the rebound. Patrick has been quiet. He has not scored in the second half. McCaffrey behind the back with it. On the drive, little right-hand floater good off the glass for two.
Now they're in their press. He's up in it.
They get it to Green out front. He breaks it easily. 52-39, 13-point lead, and Green got grabbed by, I think, Dante Eldridge.
And Green will go to the free throw line now. Trying to chase him out front there, and he caught the ball with a full head of steam coming down the floor. He had momentum going, and smart play by him to bring it back out and try and eat some clock.
That's not the guy to foul. Needless to say, at 94% from the line, and swishes the first. Green will have one more. He's got 19 now to lead all scorers. Second one up, good. Dad Kyle behind us. And on to our right here. Knows he's got 4 years to coach AJ along with Ben Jacobson, and I think they're pretty happy in Cedar Falls about that. Duncey hook pass to McCaffrey. He'll rise for a three. Front iron, no, and a rebound and a foul. And they foul Green again with Duncey.
Green go to the free throw line.
Final one in bonus. Lead at 15 with 3:01 to play. And A.J. Green to try to extend for Cedar Falls. First one up. Good. Everybody for Cedar Falls off the line.
Yeah, they don't want to commit any fouls down here at this end of the floor and stop that clock.
Well, and you know you got a pretty good shooter up there. Listening to high school basketball at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. KGYMRadio.com and the KGYM Radio app. Both free throws good, 56-39, lead at 17. Flitz left of the circle. They double him in that zone. Pass inside, tip, goes off the backboard, and Abbas intercepts it.
That zone has really caused Iowa City West problems all night long. That time was the 1-3-1. It went back and forth between the 1-3-1 and the 2-3.
Green slips through a double team, flips it up ahead to Abbas with 2.5 to play. Green collects, goes baseline. Over to Campbell, hands it right back. Right now, good discipline by the Tigers.
West just chasing.
And Wolf fouled by McCaffrey. Only the first, and that's the double bonus. Logan Wolf, 60% from the line. Gertis shoots 67. Frerix is a good free throw shooter at 85. And this will be Logan Wolf on the line. And the first one good.
West bringing some different players in the ball game right now.
Jason Barnes will come in, 6'3 senior. And I think Steve Bergman is starting to know. Second one up, good. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take our final one of the night. Cedar Falls looks like they're going to get their first state championship in school history. Tigers 58, West High 39. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
West High will bring Jacob Klein, a junior, in. Jason Barnes also coming in. As 2:21 remaining in the ball game, and West down by 19. Flits to Barnes to the corner. Klein for three, and he hits it. How about that?
He didn't waste any time.
Maybe he's a designated three-point shooter. And the ball slapped out of bounds off the inbounds. Going to stay with Cedar Falls.
As soon as it hit his fingers, it went up.
58-42. Maybe Mr. Klein is the secret weapon. Looking, and they throw over the top. Wolf makes the catch, and Klein fouled him. He's also the intentional fouler.
And Wolf going to shoot free throws now. Make the walk to the other end.
With 2:06 to play, 58-42 in favor of Cedar Falls. Klein on the year has 3 three-pointers. We're underestimating the young man.
Yeah.
Free throw, front iron, and crawls over.
They're not getting any cooperation from Cedar Falls from the free throw line, though.
No, nope, they have been only, let's see, 10 of 12 here, making 11 of 13 in the fourth quarter.
And if I remember correctly, they hadn't shot a free throw in the first half, right?
That's correct. Stop and go move. Flitz tried to hand it off to Sims, and it goes out of bounds. Going to be Tiger ball.
It bounced back right into Flitz's chest, and it fell down out of bounds. Bad break for him.
Jake Anderson in for West. Tigers get it into A.J. Green, and he lost it. Anderson got the steal, leaves it for McCaffrey. Had it blocked underneath, and they're going to get a foul on Wolf.
McCaffrey going to go to the free throw line and shoot two now.
Second on Wolf. Oh, team foul number 7. And this will be 2 for Patrick McCaffrey. 13 for Patrick has had a steady state tournament. And the free throw is short. 17 in round 1, 14 in the semifinal. Second in the scoring derby coming into play tonight. Behind A.J. Green. Second free throw, in and out. And it's been that kind of night, but the offensive board underneath the Sims can't get the layup to go. And then it's tipped out deep, and A.J. Green's got a breakaway, and he'll finger roll it in for the cherry on top of the sundae.
That's been typical of this ball game for West all night long. They just haven't been able to get anything to go.
Anderson three won't go. Klein tips it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball with a minute 32 to go. Holmbrecher will come in, and Patrick McCaffrey will come out. Braden Adcock will come in, junior for West. Sabian Sims will come out, and I think some curtain calls being made now for West High. And timeout going to have to be taken by Cedar Falls.
And they're going to bring some of their own players in over there as well. New ones.
Minute 32 to play here in the ball game. As I think both teams are figuring this 4A state championship is history.
I think so too. 20 points right now with a minute 32 left in this ball game.
Like you said, though, that last flurry was typical of the way the night has gone. Cedar Falls should get all the credit in the world. They played a better game tonight.
Yeah, they did. And they were quicker to the ball, I thought, both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. They played with confidence, like they had control of this game right from the very beginning. And Iowa City West, once they got behind, it just like they were in that constant kind of catch-up mode and never really were able to get into a flow or a rhythm where they felt good about themselves offensively.
A.J. Green is going to stay in there. The heir apparent, Josh Olendike, is in, 6'1 sophomore. And 22, Tate Johnson also into the ball game. Minute 23 to play, and West going to bring in three new players coming up here in a moment. Green stop and go move, tried to flip it underneath, and Barnes came up with a steal. Turnover only the seventh of the game. Jake Anderson, little shake and bake move, lost it. Over to Klein, going to try another three, back iron, and Frerichs the rebound, had it slapped away. Anderson picks it up, throws it up, good, it'll count a foul.
Yeah, Anderson getting it, hanging with it in there, able to draw the contact as he goes down the lane.
Olendike will get the foul.
Chance for the three-point play.
And now Cedar Falls going to bring out A.J. Green. And he will get a big hand, a standing ovation from the Tiger faithful. A.J. might not get Mr. Basketball, but he's going to get the state championship.
Yeah, and I think he'll probably be the captain of this whole tournament.
I think he's going to have to be. Anderson's free throw, good. 62-45. Luke Loughran comes in for Cedar Falls. Jake Anderson, his career comes to a close. P.J. Hilberry into the game now for West High. You got Jacob Nelson in now for Cedar Falls. Gary's in there. Nelson's going to try an NBA three and banked it in. Well, if you did not think it was Cedar Falls night, I think you do now.
Yep.
Morgan, a nice pass underneath, but the shot no good. And there's Mr. Marcus Morgan. And, yeah, there's another Morgan coming, everybody.
No, and that's right there. Again, they make the bank from NBA range, and West can't buy the little bunny inside.
And that's kind of the way the night has gone. 17 seconds. Cedar Falls going to celebrate their first state championship. They've been so good in so many sports, but hadn't got one yet in basketball. 6 seconds to play. West bringing it up one final time. Hilberry's going to try the jumper. Missed it, and that's it. Cedar Falls is your 4A champion as they win it over Iowa City West, 65-45. And a big dog pile in the middle of the court.
And they are enjoying this one. Hope nobody gets hurt out there. Cameraman trying to get in there and get shots as well. It's one happy bunch of Cedar Falls Tigers.
Tell you what, Cedar Falls, they stacked their schedule this year. De La Salle, Bolingbrook, Illinois, others, and took some lumps. They were also upset by City High the night the Little Hawks just shot the lights out. Waterloo West got them as well, but everybody knew that this Tiger team, when they got things rolling, was as good as anybody.
Yeah, and so getting hot and playing well at the right time is so important, and that's what they did down here in this tournament run. They played extremely well, and they were able to, they had to beat, before they even got to Des Moines, they had to beat a good Dubuque Hempstead team, too, that had, I think they had split with during the year. So they had some tough ball games. They beat some good teams here to become the state championship.
Stick around for the awards presentations coming up here. as Cedar Falls wins at 65-45 here over Iowa City West. And they get their first state championship in school history as Todd Tharp passes out the championship hats. And it was a day of new champions today. Three of the four were all brand new. The only repeater, and it was a back-to-back, and their second was Grandview Christian that knocked off North Lynn earlier today by three. Other than that, Cascade wins their first, Glenwood wins their first, and Cedar Falls wins their first.
And communities are behind those, very happy. All three of those communities get a chance to bring home the first place hardware.
Absolutely. And Cedar Falls took grasp of this game from the very get-go. And they have been terrific at the starts each game this week. And they did it again in this one. And then it's so hard to come back against this team when you got A.J. Green out there as the pilot.
Yeah, because he's not going to turn it over. He's going to make good decisions out there on the floor. And then when you foul him, put him on the free throw line, he's going to convert. It's your nightmare to be behind trying to catch up with them in the fourth quarter.
And Bud Legg now on the microphone with the award presentations here for Class 4A basketball. And West will be the first to get their state runner-up trophy. And that'll be presented to the Trojans coming up here in just a couple of moments. Let's join Bud Legg on the PA.
Made possible because of the exclusive partnership the Athletic Association has with the Iowa Farm Bureau, and we trust it will be a lasting memory of the special thrill of playing in an Iowa State tournament. To present the runner-up and championship awards to the players, coaches, and cheerleaders, three members of the Board of Control, Greg Dockin of Johnston, representing the Iowa Association of School Boards, Greg Krupp, the Activities Director at Dubuque Senior, and Raleigh Weaver, Superintendent of Schools at Charter Oak Youth. For a great 21-win season, congratulations to your Class 4A runner-up, the Trojans from Iowa City West and Coach Lee Krupp.
So Berge and the Trojans get the runner-up trophy as Jake Anderson holding it up out front.
Our 2018 Class 4A state champion, winning their first ever state basketball title.
And A.J. Green will lift that trophy as the Cedar Falls Tigers win the championship. And a happy bunch of coaches, Ryan Schultz and the rest of the Cedar Falls coaching staff. And now the all-tournament team will be unveiled here.
The captain of the team earns a $500 grant from the Farm Bureau with money to be used.
And they will have that announcement coming up.
Present the all-tournament certificates and medals. Mr. Craig Hill, president of the Iowa Farm Bureau, assisted by AHSAA.
And we will have the announcement here forthcoming.
Now let's meet this year's all-tournament team. From Iowa City West, Sabian Sims.
Sabian Sims will make the all-tournament team for West High.
From Cedar Falls, Logan Wolf.
Logan Wolf on the all-tournament team as well. Well-deserved. Noah Hart on the all-tournament team, the fine guard out of Waukee. The gold shoes, by the way. I think that's what put him over the top.
Joe Wieskamp of Muscle Team was also named.
How about that? Joe Wieskamp was named to the all-tournament team.
From Iowa City West, Patrick McCaffrey.
Patrick McCaffrey will be on the all-tournament team, and I'm just going to write down who the captain is.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Your captain from Cedar Falls, A.J. Green.
A.J. Green, the captain of the all-tournament team. And well-deserved for A.J. So Joe Wieskamp makes it with one game. How about that?
Yeah. I think that do you have 29 points in that game?
Yep. Pretty good all-tournament team right there put together here for the state tournament. So we're going to take a break, come back, have the True North postgame show from Des Moines. After this two-minute break, you're listening to coverage of the 4A state championship game here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know-How.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Back with you on the True North postgame show. We'll pick our Rainer Door player of the game coming your way here in just a little bit. Cedar Falls wins the school's first state championship, 65-45 over Iowa City West. Final scoring for Cedar Falls. They win the championship at 21-5. Three in double figures led by the captain of the all-tournament team, A.J. Green. The future UNI Panther with 24 points, had 16 of those in the second half, including 4 out of 4. From the free throw line. Logan Wolf, also all tournament, right behind with 16 points, 6 field goals, 4 free throws. 10 points for Ben Gertis in the ball game, including a 3. Jack Campbell chipped in with 8. 3 points for Jacob Nelson. 2 points for Jackson Frericks. Mason Abbas with a free throw, and Reese Gardner with a free throw for the 65 for Cedar Falls. For Iowa City West, they end the year at 21-5 as well. They were led by Patrick McCaffrey with 13 points. Only 2 in the second half, though. Sabian Sims with a total of 12 points in the ball game. They were both on the all-tournament team. 6 points for Evan Flitz on fourth-quarter three-pointers. Hakeem Adunsi had 5 points. And then 3 apiece for Dante Eldridge, Jake Anderson, and for Jacob Klein. Cedar Falls with 8 turnovers in the ball game, while West High ended up with 11 turnovers. Shooting percentages, Cedar Falls 51% for the game. They were 24 out of 47, 6 of 11, 55% from beyond the Golden Arc, 11 of 14, 79% from the free throw line. While West shot it at only 41%, they were 17 of 42, 6 of 17, 35%, 5 of 11, 46% from the line for the West High Trojans tonight. Other numbers, points in the paint, Cedar Falls winning that category 32-20. Points off turnovers, doubling up the West Trojans 18-9. Second chance points, Cedar Falls 19, West 6. Fast break points 4-0 in favor of the Tigers. Bench scoring was 6-5 for West in the ball game. Steals 6 for West, 5 in the ball game for Cedar Falls. And assist 12-9. Tigers won that. How about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, we have Cedar Falls 34-19 winning this battle. This A.J. Green was the leader.
in this category for both teams, game-high honors. 9 rebounds, 7 of those coming on the defensive end. 7 rebounds for Jack Campbell, 5 for Jackson Frericks. 4 rebounds for Logan Wolf. Contributing 3 is Ben Gertis. And 2 rebounds is Mason Abbas. And we got to go down there, Luke Logren, in the end of the ball game, able to get 2 rebounds as well. 12 offensive, 22 defensive, total of 34 for the Cedar Falls Tigers. For the Iowa City West Trojans, they were led in rebounding by Savion Sims with 5 rebounds, 4 for Hakeem Odunsi, 3 rebounds for Patrick McCaffrey. Contributing 2 rebounds apiece was Dadrian Holmbrecker, Paul McGee, and chipping in with 1 is Evan Flitz. And off the bench as well as Cole Mabry with 1 rebound. And they had 1 dead ball team rebound. 7 offensive, 12 defensive, total of 19 for the Iowa City West Trojans.
Cedar Falls never trailed in this game. And seemed just like Cedar Falls had a great game plan. They switched defenses rapidly. And it just seemed as though they were just, they were the aggressor. They were quicker to the ball in all throughout the game.
Yeah, they were. And they were a half a step ahead of Iowa City West, it seemed like, all the time out there. And playing with a lot of confidence out there. And once you get that confidence rolling, it just kind of builds and it kind of feeds off itself. And you got to tip your hat to them. They played a very good ball game.
Yep, they did. And they got the championship as the Tigers win at 65-45. And we need to pick our Rainer Door Player of the Game, brought to you by the Rainer Door Company. And in this one, I think, why not give it to a senior, maybe Savion Sims? How's that?
Sounds like a good choice.
Savion Sims on the all-tournament team, and he ends up with 12 points in his final game. He had a terrific, terrific senior season for West.
Yeah, he did, and he came out, and he was had to be one of their leaders and on the interior, and sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do. When you, I think the leadership goes hand-in-hand with guards a little bit easier than it does with big players out there, but he had a good career for him.
Yeah, he did. And this West High team, of course, they're going to be back next year. Patrick McCaffrey, Dante Eldridge, 2 of the starters will be back. You take a look at like Marcus Morgan coming in there at the end and the rest of the group. So cupboard's not going to be bare for Berge next year. They will miss certainly that senior class, but another good season for West High basketball.
Yep, they got second here this year. They finished on this final night here that they could be playing, and we talked about in the pregame, Scott. They had 4 starters they had to replace going into this year, so it wasn't an easy thing for them to do. But they battled and played hard, and I know Coach Bergman, and they're going to be disappointed here tonight. But when you look back on it, there's a lot of things they can be proud of.
Absolutely, and getting to the state championship game once again this year. Feather in the cap for this West High team, and congratulations to Coach Schultz and Cedar Falls. Well deserved, and that staff done a very, very good job since they have arrived. And like I said, Cedar Falls may be preseason number one again next year. Yeah, you lose A.J. Green, but you got Jackson Frericks coming back, Logan Wolf coming back, Jack Campbell coming back, Mason Abbas coming back, Sam Geary coming back. I believe the number one sophomore team as well. Loaded with sophomores and freshmen down there for Cedar Falls.
So they got a lot to look forward to themselves. I'm sure they're going to sit back and enjoy this one, though, maybe for a day or two anyway.
Yeah, I think a day or two. Well, that's going to wrap things up for the season and for our coverage of the state basketball tournament. It's always good to end on the final game, and we did it. Managed to do it again.
That is fun. Thank you for everything, Mr. Unash.
Thank you.
We'll have a good off season here and look forward to what's to come.
Absolutely. We got football in the offing, but good summer local programming coming your way here on KGYM. Twins baseball coming your way on 107.5 FM as well. And Major League Baseball on ESPN. And going to wrap up another season of basketball. Thanks to Jeff Downing in the studio tonight. Thanks for all his part. Everybody that helped bring play-by-play to you, color commentary to you. And, of course, please thank the sponsors. Go visit them, thank them, and tell them a big thank you from us for bringing you high school basketball here on KGYM. So for Phil Dunn, Scott Unesh saying so long one final time from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. And the 4A state championship game, the final score tonight, Cedar Falls gets their first championship, Tigers 65, West High 45. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Des Moines.
Concise, very hectic, super.